When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cohn. The third time, works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56, David Wells in 98, David Cohn in 99, 27 up, 27 down. David Cohn has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
There we go. Right back at it on The Fan. We turn the page to June 12th. Moving right along here. Shout out to everybody watching live on TikTok. Keith underscore McPherson on TikTok. And yeah, I was just explaining to Marco. I'm like, yo, if you've never had a hernia, it's like having a third testicle. Not trying to be graphic, but it's after midnight now. We can do that. The kids are going to bed. It's like it swells up. And you have like a third ball and it hurts. It's painful. And I was walking around for like 3 weeks with it, honestly, not lifting, not running. I think someone texted me today. They were like, oh yeah, Tiki and Evan and Tiki were talking about you not taking your shirt off at the Memorial Day weekend DJ's party. I was like, yeah, I hadn't worked out in a couple weeks. I was also with my wife and my son. I wasn't trying to flex for nobody. And I had been hiding this. And honestly, I was like embarrassed. It's extremely humbling to go in the weight room, and anybody that lifts knows, to go in the weight room and try and do what you used to do and not be able to do it. It's just like a man versus himself thing. But I needed the reality check. Like I said, Father Time is undefeated. I needed the humbling. But, you know, what I want more than anything is to be in shape, to fight Father Time, to fight the clock. You know, the two things in the last few years that had thrown me off my game was the pandemic, them closing all the gyms and sitting down every day and drinking and eating. That threw me off. And then I worked to get back, and then I had a kid, and then going on paternity leave and having a baby and having crazy hours. I just, you know, since I had my son almost 14 months ago, my son will be 14 months tomorrow. I've been working back to be shirt off shorty. I've been working back to be boy, dad, no dad bod. To be jacked this summer. And from my time playing college football and high school football, man, you always start your lifts off with chest day, you're on the bench, leg day, you're squatting, deadlifts, power cleans. But nobody's trying to tackle me anymore, so I'm off that. And my job is to be on the radio. And as you can tell by looking at most people here at WFAN, you don't need muscles to be on the radio. You don't need to be in shape to be on the radio. So I don't have to go so hard in the gym. I think that was a warning shot for me, but I'm here. Like I also said, I got something to prove, man. I hear people talking about the future of WFAN and who's the future of WFAN. And, you know, I have this full-time gig at night, this opportunity to connect with so many people, man. When I miss shows, people reach out to me. Yo, you good? Where you at? Like, I was sick last Monday. I had to take off this Monday for surgery, and I was off Memorial Day Monday and that whole weekend. I'm just not trying to miss shows. I'm trying to stand on business. I'm trying to prove who I am, that I deserve to be here and some. So 888-808-1019. I'm all right. Don't worry about me. If I wasn't all right, I wouldn't be here. And let's get to the phones. We're talking about the Yankees. We're talking about the Mets. We're talking about the Jets. Until 2 a.m. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Let's see what Alex in Bethel, Connecticut wants to say on The Fan.
What up, Keith? What's going on, man? Glad to hear you took that surgery well.
Yeah, man, I'm all right. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just want to address all the Stanton haters out there that, like, you know, trying to get rid of them. Mid-season when the dude's on pace to hit over 40 home runs. Like, I don't understand all the hate for this guy. He goes out there and tries every at-bat.
You know what it is, and Alex? Yankee fans, one, always need a whipping boy. Somebody's got to get booed. Somebody's got to be pointed at to say, this guy sucks. DFA this guy. I can't stand this guy. There's always got to be a whipping boy. And then with Stanton, he's been that so much. He's been booed. He's been, you know, he's had so many golden sombreros, so many games where he struck out four times. Like, he's an easy target. But if you actually open your eyes and watch what this guy has done this year, bouncing back from last year, getting in shape in a different way. And like you just said, he's projected to have over 40 homers this year. Like, we are spoiled as Yankee fans. There are a lot of teams that wish they had the combination of hitters that we have in our lineup.
Yeah, and when it comes to the playoffs, he's one of the few that actually hits. Like, look at his playoff numbers with the Yankees. They're decent.
Yeah, no, everybody's quick to mention Judge postseason numbers. Nobody says anything about Stan's postseason numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then, like, you see, you know, everyone's trying to get rid of Riz, that play he made out in right field today. Like, his intelligence, like, everyone's just so quick to chop this team up when we're number one in the AL and we're doing so good. Like, no one can ever just be happy. But that's why I like listening to you on the radio, because you make it all make sense.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Alex. And you know what? I lived through 82 and 80 last year, and this is way better. I am so positive about this team. I have so much fun watching this team. And Anthony Rizzo gets a couple days off. He comes back. He looks better at the plate. He looks better in the field. He's about to be 35. He's a year younger than me. Father Time is undefeated. He needs rest. He needs scheduled rest. Giancarlo Stanton, another one, 34, 35, needs scheduled rest. He gets it, and he comes back and performs. Judgey, automatically, systematically, you give him one day off, he comes back the next day, he homers. Everybody knows. Like, he did it today. I didn't bet it. I parlayed it, and the parlay didn't hit. But hopefully you bet that straight, or you bet Austin Wells a homer, man. Yankee fans versus Yankee fans is the greatest rivalry in baseball. We'll never agree. We'll never be good as far as, like, content or satisfied. Like, yo, this is a really good team. They lost two games to the Dodgers without Juan Soto. And they were very in the first game with Cody Poteet on the mound. They were very much in that game, could have won that game. They're 1-4 in extra innings. And then even the second game, Saturday night, they were matching them for a little while, getting runs back. And then, obviously, Teoscar Hernandez happened. Sometimes guys just go crazy. Not every team is built like the Dodgers or the Yankees. And that's my message again tonight. You look at the Royals. The Royals just had their worst season in franchise history. They just tied their worst season with 106 losses. They went out and they spent money in the offseason. They're 10 games above 500. Their fans are content. Their fans are good with that. Yankee fans? Nah. We would never be good with that. Never. John out in Staten Island. John is on Staten Island on The Fan in New York.
Big facts. Thank you for taking the phone call. I'm one of those Yankee fans that I'm happy with the way the things are going, obviously. Like, the team is tremendous. We're playing out of our minds right now, things like that. But for some fans that I want to blow stuff up, that's their thing. But my thing is, we can't be oblivious that we have holes in the team that I think we should address before the deadline, ahead of everybody else, okay, before – you know, we have competition. Like, and then my biggest thing is not necessarily DFAing Rizzo or stuff like that, but I think a platoon with him and LeMahieu would work. And I would like to get a corner third baseman. The guy from Colorado, like, really jumps off the page to me as far as being a good piece that could probably fit in. And that's really what I would look for, and probably another bullpen arm. I don't want to make major changes to this team, but there are holes that we can fix that, as long as Cashman's ahead of the game. There's going to be a lot of teams that are looking for holes to fix, including the Orioles and other teams that we're going to be facing. This is our year, man. There's not many good teams right now. It's us, the Dodgers, Orioles, maybe the Braves and the Phillies. It's really about, and that's it. And this is the year we have to go for it. We can't be tiptoeing around about the future. Like, let's go get it right now. Let's worry about the future when the future happens. But whatever Cashman does, let's go get it right now. And if that's getting a corner infielder on the first base, third base, another bullpen arm, this is what we need to do. And again, I can't wait for Dominguez to come back, because he's massive.
I'm with you. on a couple fronts. We can go backwards. Dominguez has to come up. There was a thought that, oh, we don't need him. No, you do need him. You don't. If that kid keeps hitting homers and hitting the ball like that, it's clear that he doesn't belong at that level. You find a place for him. And I am of the school of saying, you know, Aaron Boone just said, you know, there has to be a place for him to play. In my opinion, I don't think he's got to be an everyday player. I think you can figure it out. Have his back come off the bench. He's young. Have him learn from Juan Soto. Have him learn from these other guys being a young phenom. Now, going back to Rizzo, they love Rizzo. Rizzo is Judge's right-hand man. Rizzo is a gold glover, an all-star, a World Series champion. He's got good energy, good vibes. And this is a guy who's overcome a lot in his life, and he's just getting up there in age. He had the concussed season last year, and now he bounced back some this year. And you know what? Like, this is last year with the Yankees. I do expect them to make moves at the deadline. Everybody's going to say Ryan McMahon from the Colorado Rockies. Everybody's going to say go get him. This guy can play third base, second base, third base, and that, you know, that's another thing with Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres in that Dodger series pissed me off to the point where I'm like, I tried Friday night, I tried to support him. I said, this is not the time to be, you know, down on Gleyber Torres, criticizing Gleyber Torres because he was hitting. It does not matter. One of my biggest fears with this team is starting Gleyber Torres in a postseason game and him doing what he's been doing consistently, making errors nonchalantly, just like lackadaisical baseball. And what pisses you off is you'll see the guy turn an unassisted double play, and you'll be like, that's the Gleyber Torres we want always. And in my mind, I'm screaming at the TV, Gleyber, this could be you every day. This could be you always if you lock in. But this is your get paid year. This is your prove it year, bet on yourself year, and you're not locked in. So you ain't ever going to be locked in. This is your baseball DNA. You're showing us this is who you are as a baseball player. And that's okay, but that's not okay on a team that thinks they're winning the World Series this year, that thinks they're beating the likes of the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Orioles, the Braves, whoever it may be. 888-808-1019. I expect Brian Cashman to try to do a lot of things. I referenced the video that I had with him and the conversation I had with him after I called the White Sox games. The Mariners series I ran to Cashman, and I'm going to keep repeating what I told to Cashman. It wasn't off the record. Some of it was off the record. I won't tell you that. But, you know, about the team, I said, man, if this is the team, stack the deck. 2022 was not stacking the deck with Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino, like Benintendi. Man, if this is the team, stack the deck. You have to try to improve everywhere. You can't look at it and say, yep, this is good enough. It's not good enough. Rizzo, not good enough. Gleyber, not good enough. DJ Oswaldo and even John Birdie coming back, who you traded for in the beginning of the year, to me is not good enough. It's not good enough to win a chip. Go out there, call everybody, shake some trees. And in my opinion, the way Cashman basically went on the defensive at the GM meetings and pointed his finger at people and had, man, he was talking about Sonny Gray. We haven't talked about Sonny Gray in years. You know, he was talking about Stanton, saying Stanton, you know, being injured is part of his game. He had a line and a rebuttal for every single thing, things they weren't even asking him. Say less, Cash. This should be your magnum opus. This should be your greatest trade deadline ever. You should get some guys in this trade deadline, not like when we were like super surprised to see Edwin Encarnacion or Harrison Bader, but there should be some surprises, some surprise additions at this deadline to shore up this team for a run to the Fall Classic that nobody expects. 888-808-1019. You know where you can improve. The outfield is fine. But speaking of the bullpen, as I say, the bullpen is fluid and ever-changing and evolving, and Marinaccio comes back, and Dennis Santana's out, and Michael Tonkin has been a revelation. Man, go get me some power arms. Go get me some guys that strike fear into opponents late in the game when the Yankees have a lead and they're coming out of the bullpen throwing 100. You're Brian Cashman. You're respected by all of the GMs. You've been doing this longer than most of the GMs. I expect a good trade deadline. I know there's a Yankee tax, and I know there are some GMs that probably don't want to deal with Brian Cashman, and I know it's the Yankees versus everybody else. Nobody's trying to help the Yankees win the next World Series, but I think Cashman knows how to finesse and fleece, and there's definitely pieces in the farm that you can give up. There's some untouchables now. I know some of you guys have already called about Spencer Jones and Ben Rice. And obviously, Dominguez. Oswald Peraza might be in the plans. You might have a plan for him to be his second baseman when Gleyber Torres is out of here next year. But he's not untouchable, man. I'm not a GM. I'm not a scout. But I trust that Brian Cashman's going to try because he told me so. We're going to try. We always try. But, like, if this is the year where this team is winning all of these games, similar to 2022, but they're better than 2022, like, they're about to hit 50 wins this week. If this is the team, man, stack the deck, leave no stone unturned, and double up. Like, make sure your bench has bats that are feared. Make sure you have sure gloves and, like, just make sure that you have every hole filled and don't just say, this is good enough. We should be all right with this, because that's where you come up short in October. David in Bergen County on the Fan. Talk to us, David. You got it.
What's up, Keith? How are you? I'm happy you're doing well after your surgery.
Thanks, man. I'm all right. You know, as long as I can walk and talk and come do the job, I'm going to do it. I could have taken the whole week off to lay around and recover, but then I probably would have been listening to C-Mac do my show or somebody else fill in, and I would have been mad about it.
So I was looking, I mean, I think Aaron Judge is running away right now with the American League MVP. If he would to win this MVP and we end up winning the Fall Classic, where would you rank him as an all-time Yankees captain?
As an all-time Yankees captain? I don't know. I guess he falls in the top 10. I know a lot of people are, thanks for the call, David. I know a lot of people are already talking about where does Judge rank as an all-time Yankee. He's arguably the best player you've ever seen. He just doesn't have the ring. That's what's left. The ring. If he wins a second MVP, Ohtani is in the National League. It's wide open. And like David said, he's the front runner right now. And damn, to think about, we were talking about who's the king of New York. Shout out to Immortal on Twitter who hit me. He was like, yo, we got to revisit this king of New York conversation. It ain't Brunson. It ain't Soto. It ain't Shesterkin. It's by far and clear still Aaron Judge. I'm the king of New York, Mello. It's 99. Put respect on that man's name. Don't ever disrespect him, Judge. My bad, bro. I love Judge. I never disrespected him. I just thought he was hurt. And as a Yankee fan, thinking of the long road, thinking of the Fall Classic, I'm like, if he's hurt, shut him down in April. If you listen to me during April, I'm like, I've never seen this. Where is this guy that I've watched all these years? I was in the stadium, his first homer. I was in there for plenty of his homers on the road to 62. This looks like a complete different guy. He's got to be hurt. No, he wasn't hurt. He's allowed to slump, an early season slump after a shortened spring training. He showed that he's human, but then he just came back and showed you he's superhuman. He's still on that tear, and these dum-dums are still challenging him, still throwing breaking balls into the zone. Like, it's fun for us as Yankee fans, but I don't get the logic. Are their scouting reports not updated? I tell you guys to refresh your information. Are the Royals not refreshing their information? Like, are these pitchers still going off of what Judge did in April? Because he's on a ridiculous tear. He's on a ridiculous run, obviously from May, but it's gone over into June. So if Judge does go on to win the MVP and win the World Series, man, I will cry the biggest tears of joy. I will be on the floor because I'm so tired of the, oh, well, he's a 211 hitter in the postseason. I'm so tired of, yeah, this is the regular season. It doesn't matter till October. He's the silencer, bro. And the last thing left for the captain to do is silence his critics in October and go absolutely crazy and lead this team to number 28. 888-808-1019. Can I get a Mets call in? Can somebody call to talk about the amazing Mets, the Metropolitans? Tell me how you feel. Matthew in Middletown on the Fan in New York. What's up, Matt?
Man, listening to you talk about the Yankees makes me not want to talk about the Mets. We're never going to see greatness.
Well, don't say never.
Well, what are we going to do? We're going to blow up everybody, trade the whole team. Wait for the Luis Daniel Acuna to come up. That's all we can hope for. Man, the team is just dead. I mean, I had a lot to say about how we can do a lot of big things, but I just don't see it happening.
I honestly feel bad because it sucks. I listened to some of Loogie's shows, and, you know, I felt like the Mets were coming out of it, and you get Alvarez back, and Edwin Diaz is on the mend, and Kodai Senga soon, and things start looking up. But as soon as they start looking up, They lay an egg, and they remind you that it's like almost, it's like futile. It's like there's no point in like believing. And you know, you look at the wild card, and I've been on record telling people, don't tell me anything about being three games out of the wild card in May or June. It means nothing. And how many teams are in front of you? But like, I don't know. It's hard to call it with the Mets.
Are going
to
be fine. We're going to be fine. We're going to win the World Series this year. That's what's going to be. I'll tell you what.
I'm not saying, no one's saying that, but I'm saying, it's just, man, being in limbo is no place to be, Matt. Like being one day optimistic, the next day pessimistic, and it flip-flopping and it going back and forth, it sucks. You just want consistency. That's why I'm so happy with this Yankees team. I haven't had a bad word to say about this Yankees team because they're consistent.
No, I totally understand that. And the Mets are consistent in being terrible, up and down, whatever. What do you think about J.D. Martinez sliding in the two-hole, maybe Alonso batting third right behind him?
Yeah, changing the lineup again is on the table. But like,
it's the only thing we can do at this point. We got to get rid of Quintana. Hopefully Senga comes back. We need a bullpen arm. I mean, if we're gonna be buyers at the deadline, we got to go for a bullpen arm. We need a couple of guys.
And I don't think being buyers at the deadline is wise. Why? Why go for it? So Steve Cohen can say the season was a success. You come up short from potentially making the postseason, or you, I don't know. I think you got to look bigger picture. And I think David Stearns, him being here, it started over, right? Firing Buck, getting Billy Epler out of here. You basically washed all the stuff that they did. Do it again. All right.
Do you think the team looks like next year with Acuna, maybe Drew Gilbert?
I have no idea because the man from Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Mets, like, he's going to make these marginal moves. He's not going to spend too much in the offseason. Everyone's going to tell you that they're going to pay $700 million for Juan Soto. Juan Soto's not going to go there. I think that David Stearns, being as smart as he is and as proactive as he is, I would like to see him have the opportunity Billy Epler had to make moves at the deadline to sell off. Maybe he can get better prospects. Maybe he can do a better job than Billy Epler did. And do that back-to-back years. 1 year with Billy, 1 year with David, and then every year moving forward, you're building. Like, this could be the start of a great story. This could be the start of a Mets turnaround and the Mets turning into a perennial contender if it's done right. If you replenish the farm system, if you have enough young talent, then, right, this is what the Yankees are doing, right? The Yankees are about to have Volpe and Wells and Cabrera and Peraza and Dominguez and Jones and Ben Wright. They're about to have a bunch of star players that don't cost that much, where it'll be okay to pay Juan Soto $600 million, Judge over $300 million, Cole over $300 million. The Mets need to get to the point where they have so many players that come out of their system that don't cost so much, so they could use Steve Cohen's superpower and every year say, okay, now we can go pay for the best pitcher on the market, the best hitter on the market. Like, right now, the money doesn't work because nobody wants to go there and put on that Mets jersey. Nobody wants to be a Met. It's just, you can't sell that. So, like, you have to build your brand. You have to have this brand refresh under David Stearns. And it sucks to say it, but punting is the only way. What's the point in buying at the deadline to potentially come? You know this isn't a contender. You know that this, they show you. As soon as you think that they take two steps forward, or they take one step forward, they take two steps back. So why not continue with what you did last year, but let David Stearns drive the vehicle? You have an owner that can light $100 on fire every minute and it wouldn't change his day. Why not do it again? It'll be history. It'll be historic. They'll make a 30 for 30 on how back-to-back years the Mets sold at the deadline, 1 year with Billy Epler, the next year with David Stearns, and then every year after that they had young talent coming up and emerging, and they were able to go into free agency in the winter and just boop, fill a gap, pay the best pitcher, pay the best first baseman, pay the best whatever it is, and then maybe you'll be a perennial contender by the time the casino is built.
I hear you. I love the passion. I think the GM hears you. I think we all do. It's almost like the Yankees are the Globetrotters and we're the Generals, though, at times.
Yeah, and you got to stop comparing yourselves to the Yankees. Thanks for the call, Matt. Stop doing that. And I know it's hard to do. I don't think the Anaheim Angels compare themselves to the Dodgers. I don't think the Chicago White Sox compare themselves to the Cubs. It's a crosstown rivalry, but it is useless to look across. Like, the Yankees are a different brand. a different fan base, a different ballpark, a different history. You have to build your brand. You have to rebrand. This is a rebrand that the Mets are going through. You have to rewrite your history right now. And don't sell me on the it's not a good season if you come up short. If you make the postseason, yeah. But if you come up just short, which is very possible, when you look, let's for S's and giggles, let's look, because I never look at the wild card. When I go to MLB.com, I look at regular season. I don't click on the wild card tab. So in the National League, if you look at the wild card right now, this is pointless. The Mets are 3.5 games out. The Washington Nationals, the Diamondbacks, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Cincinnati Reds, the Chicago Cubs, the Pittsburgh Pirates are all in front of them. You can't. The only teams under them are the Rockies and the Marlins, who they keep losing to. It doesn't make sense to tell anyone about where the Mets are in the wild card and use that as some type of solace or some type of reason for hope. Hope is not a strategy. Steve Cohen told you that. He said they had 14% chance to make the postseason when they started punting last year, and he said those were pretty crummy odds. He's going to revisit that again. He's gonna do the same thing again, and I think David Stearns can do a better job than Billy Epler. When I saw Billy Epler's first move was to send D-Rob, who was a coveted chip, a coveted reliever, a veteran, a guy that I thought you could have made a better trade than to get 17, 18-year-old kids, but supposedly everybody was sure on these guys, and Billy Epler wanted whatever. Maybe David Stearns is better at that. Maybe he has more relationships than Billy Epler. Maybe he can do a better job at this deadline selling off Pete Alonso, selling off J.D. Martinez, Harrison Bader, Jeff McNeil. Maybe he can do a better job of getting a better return than Billy Epler did. And this could be the start of your future. This could be the start of, okay, now these guys are gone. This core ain't it. This core ain't it. You can't get rid of Lindor. Nobody's taking on that contract. And Lindor, I've refreshed my information on him. He's turned it on. He's played better. But like Pete Alonso, there's no reason in giving Pete Alonso that money. He's good as gone. Brandon Nimmo, you paid like a center fielder to move in the left field. Move him back to center field. I don't know. I mean, and not for nothing. I think you could probably trade Nimmo. His contract's not that crazy. Somebody out west might want him. J.D. Martinez, I know you just signed, but J.D. Martinez is a professional hitter. Someone's going to need a DH. Starling Marte, Harrison Bader, Luis Severino, Jeff McNeil. There's plenty of guys to go around that you could shop. Edwin Diaz. I don't think you're going to move Edwin Diaz. But there's plenty of names that David Stearns could put out there on the market and try and get some value for. It sucks to feel like, all right, here we come, and then no, here we go. The errors, the strikeouts, the just, you know, woe is me look, the ineptitude. It sucks. It sucks. The only person that's really getting off is Frank the Tank. Frank was right. Frank the Tank keeps mentioning that dance crew. Frank the Tank talking about Jeff McFeeble and Adam out the lead goes. Why is Adam Ottavino still pitching? Fool me. Can't fool me. Can't fool me again. I'll let you fool me, and then you fool me again, and then one more, two more. Fool me. Can't keep fooling me eight times. All right, let's take a break. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Yankee fans, call me up. Mets fans, call me up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
The Casamigos big shot of the night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And I could give it to Judge, but Judge gets these awards all the time. Like Jalen Brunson gets these awards all the time, man. Let's go with Stone Cold Steve Austin Wells. Well, well, Wells. There's the power. That blast was much needed. He ends up coming out of that game with 3 ribbies, 2 hits. And obviously, he holds it down behind the plate with Marcus Stroman. And I don't know if you saw Wellesley and Stroman last outing in the Bronx rocking the Nueva York Silkies. Yeah, Austin Wells put on the do-rag. You saw Verdugo ask Strowman for a do-rag. Now his battery mate said, yo, you got one for me? I'm like, hey, we need a Marcus Strowman Nueva York do-rag giveaway at Yankee Stadium. 888-808-1019. I got the Jets on my screen. At least you didn't have Zach Wilson wearing that number two jersey, quarterback in the offense today. Tyrod Taylor said he found out this morning that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to be there and that he would be running stuff. It does not matter, yo. Jets fans, call me up. Express how you feel. Some of you, I understand, are glass half full. Some of you guys are glass half empty. But if there ever was a year, and you know, there was some conversation in Twitch and even just now in my TikTok chat about the Jets roster. The Jets have a really good roster on paper, better than last year. Positive energy. Now, I know most of you don't believe in Rob Saleh. I damn sure don't. And I know it's easy to look at what's going on here with Aaron Rodgers and with Hassan Reddick not being there and blame the coach and say, oh, he doesn't have control of the team. They don't respect him. But that's not it. It is June. It is now June 12th. This is football. And I know we are so football crazed in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and this entire United States. We can't get enough of the NFL. Like, it is, you know, it's NFL Media Day, that's all over the place. Christian McCaffrey gets on the cover of Madden, that's all over the place. Who cares about these little things? Until they snap that ball, until they kick that ball in the air and they start snapping that ball, I'm a baseball fan. I love football. You just heard me say I had a hernia trying to squat like I'm a football player. You know? If I didn't play football, I don't get to WFAN. If I don't play football, I don't get to college. Love the game. But as far as the NFL is bogus. And the NFL got y'all, man. They got y'all where you think about the NFL all year round. They can float these little stories out there, and everybody wants to talk about it, man. Let's talk about the Mets. Let's talk about the Yankees, because in a month from now, as we get closer to, you know, mandatory mini camps and the season starting for real, next thing you know, it's the Hall of Fame game. Next thing you know, there actually are games on, and it's going to be football nonstop. It's going to be football nonstop. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jake out in San Diego, West Coast. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Just watched the Yankee game. Very impressed. It was amazing. Much better than the weekend. I didn't have as big of a problem this weekend losing to the Dodgers like everybody else did. Like, so it's a weekend in June. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yep.
Our season starts in October. That's the Yankees mentality. But this Glaber hate that I'm hearing everywhere is, I just can't take it. I feel like he's the most, like, unappreciated person. Like, he makes so many plays look easy. He's so good defensively. That a lousy error here and there. Everybody's
no, it's not here.
And
that's the conundrum, because you've seen him flash his glove and his athleticism and be so good at times that we're like, yo, why can't that be you 90% of the time? Everyone's going to make mistakes. Everyone's going to make errors, but not 10, you know, not 10 before we get through halfway through June.
But here's the solution. The solutions I'm hearing, so the trade rumors I'm hearing is like Ryan McMahon.
That's just an easy name Yankees to throw out there.
It's crazy to me that people think we're a Ryan McMahon away from a World Series. Like,
nah.
That guy's got 7 errors on the season, too. He was, what, batting 0-96 in the last 7 games. He would be getting killed in New York right now.
Listen, they're going to play Gleyber Torres regardless, right? You're not going to bench him to try and teach him a lesson. They did that already. They did that in the Tampa series. He came back, he hit a home run. I've said on record, this has to end with Gleyber, you know, not catching pop-ups and just being lost out there. But they're going to play him because it's two things, right? They're going to play him and hope that he's solid defensively and he shakes that and he hits. And then that raises his value if you can trade him at the deadline. Here's the last time to potentially get something for Gleyber Torres. There's no way in hell he's the starting second baseman for the Yankees next year. But there is a chance that he's a starting second baseman in October, and that scares me.
I just don't see the Yankees finding a replacement next year, even. You got to think, we're in a league right now where second basemen aren't, we don't have like the Dustin Pedroias everywhere. Mookie Betts got brought in from the outfield because the Dodgers even can't figure out second base.
He's playing shortstop. There's not that many second basemen that can hit like Gleyber Torres, but when Gleyber Torres wasn't hitting early in the year, I don't know, man. I'm just the thing with, and thanks for the call, Jake. The thing with Gleyber Torres is just I'm tired of the coddling. I'm tired of, like, we went from Gleyber Torres. He's just a baby. He's 23. He's so young. He's so good. And I've said this a bunch of times. If you listen to me, I remember watching MLB Network and they had a graphic with Gleyber Torres, Ronald Acuna Jr., Fernando Tatis, and Juan Soto. And it's kind of funny to think about that now, because one of those is not like the other, you know? Like, the conundrum here is, like, he's also a likable guy. He's also a guy that is friends with Juan Soto, Judge. His teammates like him. But, man, they've done everything for him. They tried to make him the shortstop. He wasn't good enough there. They just kept running him out there. Then they move him to second base. He can only play second base. And then that messes you up when you have DJ LeMahieu signed, who's a Gold Glove second baseman. Now DJ's got to be a utility guy. And then it's like, okay, would DJ be more solid at second base every day? Maybe. And I know some of you are already over it with DJ LeMahieu. He's got, what, 40 at-bats? But at the same time, all I'm saying is this. The trade deadline is coming. There have been plenty of years that have passed where they didn't trade Gleyber Torres, but we heard rumors. And I think the asking price was too high. I think what they wanted for Gleyber Torres, and people were like, nah, we're not doing that. Now here comes your last chance to potentially get something for Gleyber Torres, and if you don't, he will be your starting second baseman the rest of the year, and that is nightmare fuel for the ALDS or ALCS or World Series. I just, you know what's coming. He's going to forget how many outs there are, or he's going to try and look cool and not make a play. The lights were bright this weekend against the Dodgers, and he showed you who he was. Man, if someone shows you who they are, believe them. How many times you got to see it? But I don't think the answer is Ryan McMahon. Maybe. I think you need maybe two infielders, but they're not going to do that. They might give you one infielder that can play first, that could, you know, also play some other position. Maybe, you know, shortstop is fine. But right now, the combination of Rizzo and DJ at first is not good enough. John Birdie, when he comes back, he's another one that's old. He's 34, man. In his Yankee tenure, he's been hurt twice. He's been on the IL twice before June. Before June 1st, the guy's been also like, he's probably going to get hurt again. Can't count on him. And if you think that you're going to contend with the upper echelon in this league that have stars at every position, hitters at every position, you have to do the same. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Pat out on Long Island. What's up, Pat? You got it.
Hey, how's it going, Keith? First and foremost, glad to hear you back. Glad the surgery went well.
Thank you. Thanks.
Two Yankees points, like questions and one little joke. The joke being, you know, I think I saw your tweet. If we play Judge every other game, that's guaranteeing 82 home runs a year statistically.
Yeah, but you can't take him out of the lineup. It's funny you mention that, because people keep asking me about putting Judge at first base. I'm like, maybe in 4 years.
No,
you're not doing it. You're not taking him out of the outfield. His arm, he's a gazelle the way he runs. Like, no, like Judge is not the answer at first base this year, next year, or the year after.
All right. And now my two Yankees questions. One is, I'm seeing these numbers. I don't know with how baseball is now. Well, you can start seeing it more often, but and it's very early. But Triple Crown for Judge, despite his start of the year.
That would be insane.
Is my question. I think he could do it, and it'd be the first time since, what was it, Cabrera in 12?
Well,
I think so. I don't remember.
Yeah, Cabrera was the last Triple Crown winner. And, I mean, obviously in 2022, Judge was this close, but Luis Arraez won it. After the start that he had, if he goes on to win the Triple Crown, it's just, you can't criticize a guy. You can never question him.
I agree. Especially, I agree with you with your postseason comment before. And then it's still a little early. I like the flexibility of LeMahieu. Rizzo's a good guy. But there's two guys that I like on a team that's it's very hard not to fight for the playoffs this year. So there's very few teams that are worth trading with. The Oakland Athletics, I feel, are not in it. Mason Miller, Seth Brown. One is a great first infielder, outfielder, utility guy, great hitter, and great for Yankee Stadium, in my opinion. And then the other guy, it's only this year, but a stud out of the bullpen. Do you think they're gettable, and do you like them?
Yeah.
And
those,
then
those are other names that like they're gonna be floated around. They're gonna be thrown out there. People, since we saw Mason Miller come to Yankee Stadium and shove against us, everybody's been saying, "Oh, get that guy." But there's gonna be a lot of other suitors, and I don't know if the Oakland Athletics are inclined to make that move and give him to the Yankees. I'd love to see him coming out of the bullpen. If you get him, he's the closer. But yeah, there's gonna be other teams trying to get him as well.
Absolutely. Then I'll say, let's go Yankees. We're waiting for October. I put a little tweet out for about a 1 week break, if you've the gambling wise, by the way, for you to take a look at.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Have a good night, my man.
Thanks for the call, Pat. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I mean, it's June. You know how far October is from now? Do we got to count? Like July, August, September, that's 4 months. Let's go backwards. May, April, March, February. How long ago does it feel like since pitchers and catchers reported? That's how much time we have until we get to October baseball. So there's just no point in talking about it. There's no point in fantasizing over it. We can't fast forward our mind. Take it day by day, series by series, week to week. Let's just sweep the Royals. The AL Central is garbage. Let's continue to stomp on them so that whoever comes out of the Central, the Guardians, if we end up meeting them in the postseason, you know, it'll be a foregone conclusion. They're not beating us. But, like, let's continue to watch this team hit and pitch and field and develop the right chemistry and habits and continue to build to being a contender. We can't. There's nothing else we can do. 888-808-1019. I'm trying to see. There was some stuff in my notes that I wanted to mix in. I'll wait because I got a bunch of Yankee calls, and I'm just already realizing these shows are so quick. When they play in Kansas City at 8:10, it's like a two-hour show. Can't really get to it. We hit on Hassan Reddick. We hit on Aaron Rodgers. We talked about the Yankees beating the Royals and everything from that game for the most part. Let's see. Is there anybody in the lineup that I did not mention? Anybody that did something tonight that I didn't give credit to? I gave Volpe with that leadoff triple. Man, you might as well put a bet on Volpe every night to triple. Put him in a parlay. He's I don't know what the record is, but he's doing it. I talked about Soto coming back. There was one ball that got past Soto, and I felt like he could have taken a better route to it. And I talked about all the glazing of Juan Soto. It's like, you guys, like, Jamai Jones made a play in right field two nights ago, and I tweeted out, like, yo, I don't know if Juan Soto makes that play. Juan Soto is going to get paid so much money, and he is one of the best players we've ever seen. But, like, he also has his faults. And I mean, I still have a bad taste in my mouth. I didn't go to Sunday night baseball. I went to Friday. I went to Saturday. Sunday night baseball was the best game to go to. But as I'm sitting there in my couch and hearing those we want Soto chants, I'm like, this is why we need more creatures. This is why we need to educate fans on how to root for the team. The captain didn't like it. Judge didn't like it. But it turned out all right. Juan Soto is not beyond reproach. Juan Soto also being sat for two games might have cooled him off. Like, he had a two-homer game to win the game the Sunday before this last one in San Francisco. And he expressed some inflammation in his arm. It is what it is. It's in the past now. I feel two ways about it. It cooled him off. Okay. You didn't show your hand completely against the Dodgers. If you do somehow meet in the World Series, which would be a dream for so many of us, Dodgers-Yankees World Series, I feel good about our chances. Because then you'll have Cole, Dominguez, and Soto. Those are three important players that they didn't see. But then, yeah, you know, after you sit Soto down, I expect him to be fresh. I expect him to have fresh legs. I expect him to be hitting. He hasn't necessarily been hitting. I know it's only two games. And there was a ball that got by him where I'm like, hey, take a better route. Wake up out there, bro. Like, people want to criticize your defense. There was an anonymous person talking about how you're overrated. There was an anonymous player saying, oh, you're going to get paid all this money and all you do is work walks. I don't feel that way, but you know, now people are looking at you kind of different, man. And yeah, Yankee fans, we got to root for the team. We also don't know for sure if he's going to be back. He's going to be back. I saw him put a chain on Jordan MVP Barber that was a silhouette of him doing the shuffle with the 22 and the interlocking NY Yankee logo on it. Who made that chain? And sure, you could say, oh, it's whatever. What's the money to him? If that chain costs $50,000, so what? I don't know. He made that chain. Looks like he wants to be a Yankee. But everybody wants to be a Yankee. Gleyber Torres said he wants to stay here. Gleyber Torres says he wants to be a Yankee for life. And then he goes out there and he doesn't look like he's taking it seriously at all. Matt is in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. What's up, Matt? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Doug, thanks for taking the call. You know, I've been saying for a while now that the Yankees needed to get whatever they could for Gleyber Torres. There was no way that he was going to come out of this current contract and be in a position to make $20 million and the Yankees were going to pay him that. I don't think any team's going to pay him that at this point either. But the Yankees, you know, and if you're going to pay Soto, I think it's going to be hard to bring somebody in. But there's a kid the Yankees have right now. He's 25 in AAA. He's hitting 300, just as many home runs as Gleyber, with 20 steals, zero errors at second base. Caleb Durbin. And I'm wondering, at what point do you say, hey, Gleyber, you need an MRI, you have some soreness in your forearm, and you got to give this kid a look just to see if he's anything that could potentially reinforce your roster?
Later on. Okay. Later on in the year, if they're not able to trade Gleyber Torres and he continues to commit errors, he continues to fall asleep at the wheel, and if you don't make a trade to bring in another person that can play second base and you don't feel comfortable with Oswaldo there or DJ there or whatever, then September call-ups, maybe. I don't think they're looking at Caleb Durbin for this year, though.
I mean, I get it, but I just think, you know, he's worth a shot. He's worth a look, and especially you're going to need to shed a ton of payroll if you're going to keep – and obviously Glaber's gone. Obviously they're going to buy out Rizzo. And with what Soto's making already, I think that's the money that you have to pay him. You're going to need guys like Peraza, like Durbin, like Cabrera to really step up and take starting roles because,
The writing is on the wall. Thanks for the call, Matt. The writing's on the wall. That's why when you guys bugged out about what Hal Steinbrenner said about it, it's not sustainable for us to have these payrolls. It's like, just follow the tea leaves. Like, don't be surprised if this upcoming offseason, the only big transaction is Juan Soto, and that's it. Don't be surprised when Gleyber Torres isn't back, when Anthony Rizzo isn't back, when, you know, some of these arms aren't back. Clay Holmes might not be back. Verdugo, like, the writing's on the wall. We have guys coming up, young guys coming up, and they're going to let them develop. They're not going to rush them. This team is talented. Caleb Durbin is not better than Gleyber Torres, though. Berto in Jersey City, before we go to the break, Berto, you got it. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking the call. One, I have to agree with the earlier fan in regards to Gleyber. I do think sometimes we're a little bit too harsh on Gleyber.
Somebody got to be the whipping boy, and Gleyber gives much ammo.
No, absolutely. You know, last year he was if I'm remembering correctly, he was our second best hitter. And this year he's definitely, as of late, been pretty good.
Yeah, the second best hitter on a 500 team is like the tallest short person.
Fair enough. But my main question, or I guess a point of concern, is of course with Rizzo. He's actually in Gallo territory now. Before he was traded to the Dodgers in 2022, he has less home runs than Gallo did, a lower OPS. So my question is, when or how much leash does Rizzo have left, either trading or even, shockingly, the Yankees eat some money in DFA Rizzo? I know he has a lot of love, and rightfully so, but he is getting to Gallo. He is in Gallo territory now, which is not good.
So
I want to learn thoughts.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Berto. They're not DFAing Anthony Rizzo. They're just not. He means too much. His story, fighting cancer, World Series winner. The guy, him and Judge's dogs hang out. Judge is the captain, the face of the franchise. They're not getting rid of his best friend on the team just for moral support. They're going to sit him a few days to get him right. And, you know, you saw some of that today. I hope he comes out of it. It is scary to think that he's in Joey Gallo territory, but they'll sit him on the bench. They're not going to DFA Rizzo. This is the last year you will see Rizzo, but they're not going to do that to Anthony Rizzo, the person, the player, the man, the friend, the first baseman. Nope. Father Time is undefeated. It is what it is. He'll be 35 in August, and they know that. Got to have some options there. But, like, he's a good dude, and like I said, there's no way. There's no way they DFA him. There's no way they treat him like that. He has been good at times. They want to squeeze the last bit of good out of him that they can possibly get out of him. That's it. He's been shaky with his glove, and his bat hasn't been there. He needs rest. He can't play every day. And I think we've got to that conclusion this season. 888-808-1019. We've got another hour, man. When we come back, I'm going to try and sprinkle in something else. But, hey, if you guys want to keep talking about the Yankees, call me up. Let's see what we haven't talked about. Let's see what, you know, is coming up. Obviously, the Red Sox series, that Orioles series I can't wait for, the Braves. We can't fast forward to October, but we can fast forward to next week. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up, and we'll be right back.